The coming of Jesus into this world wasn't some last-minute rush job. It was something that had been on God's great and mighty heart since before the beginning of time. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to Fresh. And Merry Christmas, as today we celebrate the coming of Jesus, the Son of God, into this world. Now, it seems to me that the whole of the Old Testament screams out at us that humanity, mankind, is completely incapable of honouring God. There was a contract between God and his people, Israel. It went something like this. God said, "If you honour me and obey me, I'll bless you, but if you don't, I'll punish you." We today call that the Old Covenant. But God's people couldn't hold up their end of the bargain, so they suffered rather a lot. Indeed, the very name Israel means he struggles with God. That old covenant didn't work. What was needed was something that would work, something new. Of course, none of that was a surprise to God, not in the least bit. All along, he knew that something or someone better was required. And centuries before his coming through the prophet Isaiah, God spoke of his son. This is what he said, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." See, Christmas, it was always God's plan for you and for me. It's God's word, fresh for you today. And as a special Christmas present, I'd love to be able to share God's word with you each and every day and send you a small gift. You too can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll also immediately receive a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.